Folks, welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Property Investment Podcast. Thanks for joining us again. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima McGinn, and as you may be able to hear from my deep-throated, sexy drawl, I've got a bit of a throat infection today. Nevertheless, we didn't want to leave you without your weekly dose of Japan property investment audio goodness. So with your permission, instead of me giving you the late-night soft whisper willies for 10 minutes, I've decided to instead give you a short sneak peek into one of our investor tours that was done about 2 weeks ago when my voice was a bit more functional. We took an investor from Hong Kong on a tour of Fukuoka City, which is where our headquarters are located and one of the more popular investment hotspots in Japan. Prices here have been growing as fast as in Tokyo when things are doing well, but because their starting point was lower, yields here are still slightly higher than those available in the capital itself. The clip you're about to listen to covers our visit to three of the many properties that we visited in those 2 days. All of those three properties are in Yakuin, one of the city's nicest mixed residential shopping dining areas. And if you want to see the video of these properties as well, just hop over to our YouTube channel. We'll have the details for you later on. So here goes, highlights of a 2 day property tour with a Hong Kong based investor, Fukuoka City, Japan. Enjoy.
Fukuoka City property tour, day two. Mr. Kudo-san, Mr. Navid, and my lovely wife, Chikako. There's another guy just walking into the building now, nothing to do with us. And this building was built in 1985. There's one property available for sale here, already got a tenant in there. About 14 square meters, the property is. We can't actually go inside. So teeny-weeny, tenant's been in place for a while. Return is about 6.5% net pre-tax. Could be a little bit higher by settlement. Purchase price is 3.9 million Japanese yen, which is just under 37 or 36,000 US dollars. Quite the bargain, high return. The nearest station, Yakuin Station, is quite a big station. That's about 5 minute walk that way. It's got a subway line and a train line. Yakuin itself is quite a popular shopping, dining, bar area with quite a few residential properties in between. So, great bargain. 1985 is 4 years after the latest earthquake-resistant building standards was introduced. So as far as Japan is concerned, this is as good as it gets when it comes to earthquake-resistant. We'll see what Mr. Navid thinks about it a bit later on. Now the property we're looking at, same area, still around Yakuin. Very impressive building. They've done the front up quite nicely. Secure keypad entry, which is attractive for single females, especially on the lower floors. This one was built 1989 and generating about 6.2, worst case, probably closer to 6.5 by settlement. Actually, the most impressive property we've seen yet, just the size of the building.
Almost 2 years ago, reformed. Because this is December 2017, reformed.
Price is 4.8 million Japanese yen. And so, just under 46,000 US. We can see from the picture it's been recently renovated.
My image is like yesterday. Same as yesterday, which we...
Yeah. Again, quite a bargain, quite a good location, excellent price. 19 square meters, this one, so a bit larger. Not sure how long the tenant's been in place yet. But all in all, attractive profile. Shouldn't be hard to get a tenant around these parts as well. Probably the last property we're going to look at today, This one's generating about 6%. A bit more suburban, not nearly as good a location as the other few that we've looked at, but this one's, we can't again look inside because it's tenanted, but this one's a corner unit, huge amount of light. The layout is quite nice. It's got a bedroom, kitchen, also recently renovated. Price is 5.3 million Japanese yen, so about 50,000 US. Tenanted as well. About 7 minutes walk to the nearest station. This is only a train station, not subway. One of the other main attractions here is that it's very close, within walking distance, to a university campus. So should be quite high demand from students at any given point in time. Only 6%, but again, the layout is quite attractive. Secure keypad entry to the building. Fifth floor with elevator. So fifth floor, top floor, corner unit, recently renovated. In this building, this would probably be one of the most desirable spaces.
Okay, that's it for me today, folks. My voice won't be able to do much beyond this intro and outro, unfortunately. As mentioned, you can see the video you've just listened to on our YouTube channel. We'll put the link in the episode show notes for you. And if this gave you a bit of an appetite for an investor tour of your own, either by yourself or with a group, do let us know by commenting or emailing us or contacting us through our website. We can facilitate these tours all over the country for you. Great company, great experience, culture, divine food, and of course, some of the world's best property investment opportunities in the world's second biggest property investment market here in Japan. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode or any others that you've been listening to, so please don't be shy to post your comments online. We'd also love it if you could rate this podcast on the iTunes Store, Google Play, or wherever you may have found it. And of course, sharing is caring. If you know someone who may find this content interesting, please do spread the love. That's it from us today. We hope to see you again with us next time. And until then, as always, happy investing.